ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rockin' wild!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening last week. I really appreciate it. Great show. A lot of listeners. Great comments. I appreciate it. I've said that twice now. Joining me all the way from Jendel, Jody Havnot.
Greetings, Podcast Rock City peoples.
And all the way from the Great White North, Mr. Kiss himself, Andrew Kiss.
How's it going?
I don't think I'm ever going to let that go, that Mr. Kiss thing.
I love it.
All right. Well, you know, there was a lot of strange things happening this week. And first thing I wanted to mention was I witnessed the craziness that was the argument on the original Kiss Cruise web's Facebook page, where there was a big argument about apparently something the Three Sides guys said about the original Kiss Crew book. And to be fair and honest with you guys, I have not listened to the Three Sides show, and I don't think you guys have either, right?
Have not.
Okay. But it seems like when the argument started happening and the cast of Three Sides got involved, there were about 500 comments in about what felt like an hour. And I will tell you that they came, you know, kids and fans came to the rescue of JR and the original Kiss Cruise. I'm waiting on pins and needles to see what happens with that. That's news. You know, even though it involves another podcast, that's something that happened. And you guys watch out for that. I believe JR is going to be on there soon, and I will be listening, as well as hopefully you will be.
I'll definitely check it out. JR's my guy, man.
Yeah, JR's the man, and I'm really curious to see. I did not listen to the show, but the quote that kept coming up was, and they were actually posting the time it was said, and it was somebody on the, you know, podcast said that the book apparently and is the biggest piece of shit they ever read. It's like, wow. Anyway, and people did not like that, and I, you know, and it's cool, you know, but it's still their opinion. That's all it is, but.
Right. I think it's just baiting for the next week.
Yeah, I get hate mail too. I got hate mail this week, but I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, all right. So our subjects this week, we're going to start with, I posted a question on our Podcast Rock City Facebook page, and it basically said, "Would you give up 80s Kiss, you know, and 90s Kiss for a couple of extra years or whatever I said, just for more years of, you know, the original lineup?" And everybody's happy and everybody's getting along. And I guess we got about 20 comments on there, and everybody said no. What do you guys think about that? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
No.
80s Kiss, there's a lot of people, you know, like me, that's what I grew up with. So I love it, you know?
Yeah, I was just, I didn't even get a single hater, though. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even get one person that was like, yeah, I would do anything to have Ace and Peter back in the band. It was, you know, people going, oh, the 80s were part, you know, some of my favorite times and stuff like that. And like I said, I was really surprised by it.
Yeah, that is kind of odd. Most people seem to be all about the original four guys, you know.
Right.
But the thing is, it's like, with or without them, Paul and Gene wrote, you know, a majority of the songs. So it's like, it really isn't that different without them. The solos are just different. The drums are just better, you know.
Well, yeah, that's true, you know. But for me, when it comes down to 80s Kiss, I mean, I really like 80s Kiss. I can't say that I would do it either. I can't say that I would say, oh, I would rather have Peter and Ace in the band and not have the 80s, 90s. I mean, personally, I can't imagine my life without a couple of albums in the 80s, especially, you know, like Unmasked, as bad as some people think that is. I had to earn that record, you know, and I had to work really hard for it. So it really made a big difference, you know, in my life.
Right.
But
plus, yeah. Do you think though it's like, even if Ace and Peter would have stayed, they were already on like a kind of like what most people think of as kind of a shitty, you know, trajectory. Most people don't like Dynasty, Unmasked, any of that.
Right.
And it probably would have been more of the same, you know. And don't get me wrong, I love both of those records, but most people don't. You know what I mean?
Right. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I'm not surprised that everyone said no to that because, like, non-Makeup Kiss is almost as great as Makeup Kiss, in my opinion. Like, a lot of strong tracks on either side of it. So, like, to erase that whole era would be to erase, like, a huge part of Kiss.
Right.
There was two people that said that if Lick It Up had been their last album, they would have been happy.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and I'm like, man, really? I couldn't imagine my life without Revenge or, you know.
Animalize.
Yeah. Asylum.
Yeah, Asylum. Right. You know, they're all real. To me, they're all good albums. You know, and I tend to be a Kool-Aid drinker when it comes to Kiss stuff. Although, you know, when I think a song's bad, I don't have a problem saying that. But I'll put them on and listen to them and not have a problem. You know, I was listening to Animalize today.
You know me, I love Animalize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that even like, this is so messed up, but there was a comment on there from my ex-wife, one of them anyway. And she wrote the lyrics, she wrote that whole thing down. She loves, you know, Hide Your Heart. And, you know, I got her into Kiss, of course.
Did you guys know that Hide Your Heart was actually written for the Canadians? Because it's like... That and I Love It Loud.
Yeah.
Man, I was listening to your show, Jody. You guys, if you guys don't know, Jody and Andrew do Strange Ways, and it's a great show and it's a lot of fun. And they had a hangout episode just recently. Who was on that show with you guys?
Rosetta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosetta Candy.
Right. And, you guys mentioned that I Love It Loud matched. What was the song? Was it?
I Know What Boys Like.
Oh, my God. Ever since then, I'm refusing to listen to that song until I forget about that because I'm so afraid it's going to be ruined. But it's true.
So true.
You can thank Mr. Craig Smith for that.
Yep. I Know What Boys Like. Oh, God. This is awful.
It's awful. Now it just ruined it
for everybody that's listening. I'm so sorry. But anyway, check out their show, Strange Ways. It's really awesome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so, you know, so what in our opinion, we would keep the 80s and the 90s because it really produced a lot of good music. I don't think that Ace and Peter could have written or played on, you know, Asylum or, you know.
I think Ace could have. Peter,
definitely
not so much.
Peter, no.
I mean, can you imagine Peter trying to do King of the Mountain?
No, that's true.
I'm the king.
Well, Ace could have, but it would have been Ace's standard playing. It's just like, you know, Bruce really took it to the next level as far as guitar players go. It's just like, you know, Vinnie Vincent, you know, I can't see Ace playing Vinnie's, you know, leads.
Yeah, but I would prefer to hear an Ace solo on any of those Lick It Up songs, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm an Ace guy.
Me too. Yeah. He's the man.
I love Ace, but I wouldn't trade guitar work on there too. I think Vinny just fits it perfectly. Like maybe not live, because obviously he goes on and on for years. But
yeah, he fits those songs perfectly. I guess it's just a different time, you know.
Yeah,
and I was never one of those. I was never into the whole like Guitar Hero shred thing, like all because of Eddie Van Halen and you know how like Eddie changed everybody's playing styles. I never was a fan of that. I'm more of a, you know, an Ace, Jimmy Page style guy.
Sure,
see,
sure.
A lot of my favorite guitarists were influenced more by 80s guys versus 70s, so I think I do like that style a bit more, like Jeff Loomis, formerly of Nevermore, now of Arch Enemy. He has that very fast shred style, but he still does it tastefully. So yeah. I guess it's just what your influences are. Not to say, obviously, I fucking love Ace's work, but for this time period, I think it works better.
I like the 80s guys that were more influenced by Randy Rhoads instead of Eddie Van Halen, you know?
That's true, yeah.
It's better composition.
Or more influenced by Michael Schenker.
Right.
Michael Schenker is badass.
Absolutely. Very underrated.
Yeah. And I know that's a little off the subject for the Kiss fans listening. You know, let me ask you guys, you know, and this is off the subject, but, you know, we're all guitar players. I'm correct in saying that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, correct. So when it comes to Ozzy's guitar player, you know, best guitar player in your mind, who is it?
It's Randy all day.
Randy.
Followed by Jake.
See, I'm a Jakey Lee fan.
Yeah. I'm Randy, followed by Zach.
And Zach's badass, but I don't know, man. There's something about Jake's playing. And then when he was in Badlands, that bit, and it just.
Well, yeah, I'm Badlands a big Black awesome. Label. I'm a big Black Label Society guy, so maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't like Zach's vocals at all.
Well, I did my Zach impression.
Yeah, you
too.
Did.
Yeah, let me hear some.
Erase one was still born. I have become.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Kiss.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I've really been enjoying your Gene Simmons too lately. What's that all about?
Well, I got his book on tape, and like after listening to that for like 7 hours straight, like I couldn't stop talking.
We'll get some in later.
We'll get some in later, or some now. It's up to the ladies.
Okay, so, all right, so the final, you know, our opinion, final opinion is that we wouldn't trade the 80s or 90s. Let's go to topic number two, or this could be three, depending on how you look at it. But everythingkiss.com, I saw one of our brother podcasts called Pod of Thunder posted this on their page, and I saw it, and I was like, man, this would be really cool to talk about. And if you guys have never heard of Pod of Thunder, check them out. They're really good as well. They pick one song, and they talk about it, and they break it down. It's almost like second by second. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so they posted this. It's from everythingkiss.com. It says, in 2013, we surveyed our then 6,000 Facebook fans over a series of weeks asking what mark out of 10 would you give a particular Kiss studio album. We then secretly collated your votes. I think they wanted to sound calculated, but we'll go with collated because that's what it says. And here's how it came out. So, for those of you that aren't seeing this, I'm gonna quickly break it down. Okay, it's the typical Kiss's first album is number one, Dress to Kill is number two, Rock and Roll Over is number three. Then you've got Destroyer, Ace's solo album. You know, comes in. So it falls in a very interesting order. You know, I didn't expect Ace's solo album to jump up ahead of something like Love Gun. Now, I know you guys have seen this. Any surprises in there for you guys?
I was surprised Revenge was so high in the list.
Yeah. Well, actually, I wasn't surprised, but I was, yeah, because that's all anyone talks about. But it's way too high up in the list, and I know I'll probably get some hate mail for that, but I'll say it.
And this is going to be – I'll post this on Podcast Rock City so you guys could go and take a look and you know, tell us what you think. I'll tell you something else. I was not surprised that Peter's album, solo album, was last. But
nor was I.
It's ranked too high.
But no, but here's my thing. I enjoy it more than I enjoy Gene's solo album. You know, just because when I listen to Peter's album, I know that he was, and to be fair, Gene went out of the box as well, you know, but to me, Gene's album was weird, and Peter's album, you can see his influence. I don't know. This is just my opinion, and of course, we'll get hate mail for it, but, you know, I like Peter's album. I would not put it ahead of, I would definitely put it ahead of Monster. That's just my personal.
Would you? I don't think I would.
No.
I just wasn't really pleased with Monster. Anyway.
You guys believe that Carnival of Souls is above The Elder, above Asylum.
I can't believe that. That's
right.
All kinds of good records.
Yeah. You know, how, and then, and Animalized is behind The Elder.
That's crazy.
That's so odd.
I love The Elder, though.
Me too.
Yeah, that's a great it's a great Kiss record. I don't care. You know, I know Bob Ezrin said it's a great record, it's just not a good Kiss record, but I think it is.
Right.
I have a buddy, Jacob. He's in my band, and he's discovering Kiss in a big way right now, and he messaged me the other day listening to The Elder, and he was like, this is the weirdest shit I have ever heard. And I was like, it's not really all that weird. It's just you're thinking Kiss, you know?
I knew Hot in the Shade would be a lot lower, and I'm still disappointed because that's honestly one of my favorite non-makeup.
That's actually the last one, the lowest one they have from the non-makeup, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Well, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits.
But I'm still pissed off because I think that's such a solid album. I love Hot in the Shade.
Yeah, it's great.
And, you know, one of the other things that was...
How's Killers...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how's Killers ahead of Dynasty?
I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
I don't
get that. And,
I mean, four extra songs? Come on.
Yeah.
Dynasty is so underrated, in my opinion.
And you also have Psycho Circus. I mean, it's not lasted. I really do not like that record either. I think that it was just too... It feels like whenever I listen to that record, I always feel like they just were like, oh, let's just put it out.
Right.
I always feel like we're trapped in that bad music video, like listening through the whole album. It just feels it's some sort of like purgatory.
Right. I've said it before, man, but that was like the single most disappointing moment in all of my Kiss fandom, is getting that record with all this hope that it was going to be this great thing with Ace and Peter, and it just sucks, man.
It did suck.
I'm really surprised that Carnival's ranked so high, too.
Yeah, like, it's good, really but just by
like,
that.
That's one of the albums that like people don't really talk about at all.
Now, so everybody knows, when you look at the rankings, you'll see that a lot of these records only are separated by like 0.1% or 0.2%. But still, you know, for me, Revenge being, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 spots ahead of Creatures of the Night is almost blasphemy, you know, because I think...
I'm just happy Hotter Than Hell is so high up, too. I'm not surprised, I'm just happy.
Right.
Hey, what's up with No Kiss Alive on this list?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't even see it on there.
Yeah, I don't see it. That's really interesting.
I mean, Alive 2's on there.
Yeah.
And there's no Alive 3.
That's a good thing.
Or Unplugged or Symphony.
Yeah.
Kind of odd.
Yeah, strange. This is really weird. But, you know, I guess this is what they gave them, and, you know, and they said rank these records.
How high do you think Alive would be had it been on the list?
11.
You think so?
I honestly think that's the one. You know, that's the perfect Kiss album.
It really is. I would definitely say it would definitely be top three for me.
Of course, I'm weird, and Symphony would be 9 point something. But that's because I'm weird.
Dressed to Kill should be number one.
Yeah, that's the Jody album.
Of course.
When looking at it, Ace's solo album ranked the highest. Paul came in right after, then Gene, and then Peter. And of course, that's a lot of the way people rank the albums anyway.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ace, Paul, Gene, Peter, and.
It should be Paul, Ace, Gene, Peter.
Yeah, I agree. But I always felt like Paul's album was the most like Kiss, and
that's why it's the best. Plus, he has the best voice, writes the best songs, always has, you know.
Yeah, this week I took some ribbing from a couple guys I work with, because they were like, "What the hell is get up and get your grandma out of here mean?" And I was like, y'all are Rush fans. They sing about trees. Please shut up.
Don't you be dissing Rush.
Hey. I didn't. I'm not.
I wouldn't care either way, honestly.
I'm not dissing Rush. What I'm saying is come on. It's a song about trees, man. It's like.
Hold your fire. Keep it burning bright.
When I was a kid and heard Deuce, I just figured it meant, you know, basically.
Like, move your grandma.
This ain't your grandma's music, you know. This is for the young kids who are a new generation of rockers, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was basically them saying, hey, I want to do something in this living room that's not appropriate. Get your grandma out of here. I don't know.
You know, it's odd. Gene's now at that age to where he's going to be at, like, he's old enough to be leaving the room
because he's a senior. Yeah, get up and get your grandpa out of here. Man.
Old Gene is working hard.
One day Gene will be a grandpa.
That's true.
That is really weird sounding. I don't know. Okay, so we've enjoyed this, you know, thing. This is really cool. Everythingkiss.com, if you guys check it out, it's a really great web page, and you can get, I mean, it's literally everything Kiss. And okay, so last week I asked you guys, I said, you know, Andrew is the youngest out of the three of us.
He's just a wee baby.
He's brand new. He's brand new. And he, you know, I basically asked for questions for Andrew, and I got a few, and I'm gonna pick one person, and only because they're the best questions. And well, Joe Ciambelli, from Detroit, who I met on the Kiss Cruise this past time around, he is a massive character. I don't know, you guys know Joe?
I've heard that name before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How's it going, Joe?
Yeah, he listens. He's a character, okay? And so we've got a few questions here for Ask Andrew. Ask Andrew! Okay, anyway. All right, so question number one. Are we ready? Some of these don't have anything to do with Kiss. I want you to know that, okay? Here we go. Andrew, what is your favorite beer?
Old Milwaukee.
Okay, question number two. Really? Old Milwaukee?
Wow.
Wow.
What?
No, that's interesting.
I thought you were going to say, like, Labatt's Blue.
Yeah,
something.
I was waiting for it. It's like the most American sounding. Okay. It's like Bud.
PBR.
Yeah.
Most Canadian, eh?
Yes. Question number two. What is your favorite Kiss costume era? Like Dynasty, Love Gun?
Elder. I love the slickness of the Elder. I know it sounds weird, but I'm very anti Super Kiss. I don't like that big, bulky, colorful ensemble.
Okay.
So it's tied between that or just like closer to Hotter Than Hell era. So still very slick, very dark, punky looking.
Wow, these are two very interesting answers so far. Question number three. Why are Canadian girls so effing hot?
I don't know.
It's the gene pool.
Yeah, I guess it's the gene pool. I haven't talked to many of them, so I wouldn't know.
Let's see. What is your favorite Kiss guitar solo and why?
Oh, we're going to be here for a while.
All right, let's see.
Oh, actually, I'm going to say Lover All I Can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Well, if you could go back in time and see a Kiss tour, which one and why?
Probably Love Gun, because I love the stage show.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to substitute that. I want to be in the audience during ABC Fridays.
Okay.
I want to see the Elder live, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I don't know if that's technically, because I know it's not a tour, but yeah, that's probably, I'd love to see that live.
No, I get that. That's pretty cool. And
that and the Solid Gold Dancers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember the Solid Gold Dancers. Okay, so, and then the final question, and he actually says to ignore this question, but I'm not going to ignore this question.
Uh-oh.
And he wants to know, does it burn when you pee?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Okay, well, that was Ask Andrew. Okay, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that out there.
Another thing is, in a couple days, it's going to be Paul Stanley's birthday.
Paul Stanley's birthday.
Happy birthday.
How old is he going to be? How old is he going to be? 63?
I think he's going to be 63 or 4. I can't remember.
63. 3 shy away from the...
Oh, shit. Sorry. Edit that out. I can't do math.
6 shy away from the magic number.
No, I'm not editing that out. I'm leaving that shit in.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyway, that's Canadian education, people, right there.
No, I can't. I'm not going to reflect.
That's okay. Don't worry.
I used a box without headgear, so.
Okay, so how about this? Next week, let's devote half of our show to Paul Stanley and say and we'll say our love fest of why Paul Stanley is awesome.
I could do that all day.
I know you could. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, and we will see you guys next week. Don't forget, listen to all the podcasts that we follow. Let's, you know, and we break them down every week. And, you know, oh, there's a new Kiss Room out. Go to kissroom.com. Is it thekissroom.com?
The Kiss Room.
Yeah, thekissroom.com. Matt Porter's shows are always awesome. And I know there's a whole bunch of new shows out. Don't forget to, you know, take the time and listen to them. They're a lot of fun. And, the hosts are all awesome people. I haven't ever met one that I didn't like.
Right. Don't forget, Andrew was on Pods and Sods.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little discussion of Iron Maiden's Peace of Mind. It's a classic.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this.
Really?
Andrew, I didn't see anything on your page about it.
I posted it a few times.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out. And you guys should check it out, too, because Iron Maiden fucking rules.
Ignore my terrible. I sing a lot on there, so just be warned.
I'm gonna tape all of that, and I'm going to put it on the next show.
Oh, yeah.
Craig and I have a mini sing-off, so don't miss it, folks, if you haven't checked it out already.
Awesome.
Craig
All right.
and Eric, thank you guys for having me on.
Yes. All right. Well, peace to you guys. We'll see you next week. Later.
Greetings from Jen Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Bon right. Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you, and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized...
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victims' lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753. Right, Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
All right.